I was a cocktail waitress at one of the, I wasn't a Borgata babe, but okay. I worked in one of the bars. I forget which one it was, but it was like in the middle of the casino on the floor. And it was something. It was an experience. I worked there for one weekend and I was like, that's good. I'm about done with my casino.
Check it out the way.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get into Super Bowl prop bets. So
okay.
Here's our transition. So quick, Travis Kelce and people listening to this, they'll split whatever they win after listening to you. So just if you want to, we'll get your Venmo account and handle on that.
Great. No problem.
All right. Travis Kelce, receiving yards, 113. Wait, before I say that, Kyle, did you just come up with these or are these actual prop bets that can be made?
These are K-Win prop bets. So these are not even real.
Okay. I like that. That's even better. Okay. So what was it? Travis Kelce, how many?
113 yards over under.
I'm going to go over because didn't he just have like 118 in the championship game? Give me over.
Okay.
All right. Fournette, rushing yards, not passing, not total yards, just rushing. Uh-huh. 65 over or under.
65 is a good one. I'll take the under just to be different. And I think maybe I think Ronald Jones will be their main guy in the running game. And I think Leonard Fournette, he'll get like, I would say maybe like 40, 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Kyle put this at 2. I'm going to dial it back to 1.5. JPP going against a couple of replacement tackles. I think they took their right tackle, moved them to left. Sacks at 1.5 over under.
1.5. Yikes, because Mahomes is like, he's so good under pressure too. I'm going to take the under. I'm going to say only one sack. Yeah, okay. Because you're right. They're missing both starting tackles, and you have Shaq Barrett on the other side, but I don't know. Patrick Mahomes can just get out of trouble like nobody else I've ever seen.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He's got that elusiveness.
Who's your pick for Super Bowl MVP?
Ooh.
All right. It's always like somebody kind of under the radar or random, unless it's Patrick Mahomes. Because that happens. So let's go a different route. I'm going to go Daryl Williams. How about that? Because listen, D Williams last year, it was Damian Williams who played such a huge role in the playoffs. This year, it's Daryl Williams. I know Clyde Edwards-Helaire is coming back. He's healthier. He's probably going to get more touches than Daryl Williams. But Daryl Williams has had, I think, 13 carries in both playoff games, which season highs for him. So he's been the hot hand. Andy Reid is a big hot hand guy. So I think that he could be a factor not only in the running game, but also the passing game too, because the past three games, Daryl Williams has caught every single target that's gone his way. Now, really? There hasn't been that many, but I think he's proven that he could take on some more. And he's like, maybe this is a trust thing. Maybe it's the trust tree that they're building, him and Mahomes.
I like it. All right, I'm going to play a song here. This is
really bad at names. Do I have to name songs?
No, you don't have to name songs. It's not like name that key.
Okay.
Well, can you name this song? Yeah.
See, we already got your
dance. Are you dancing?
I need a lot of work. Weekend.
The Weekend.
In my head the rest of the day.
It's been in my head the last 2 weeks since I started those Super Bowl commercials. The guy singing in the, is it the toll booth? He's phenomenal.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
What is the first song The Weeknd will play during the halftime show?
Oh my gosh.
Just that you one. Can say blind,
that one?
Blinded Lights.
Blinded Lights.
Yeah. I'm really bad at song names, but I can recognize them, so that's half the battle.
All right, Kaywin, you want to recap the prop bets just so everyone that's making bets on Colleen's actual bets?
Travis Kelce, 113 yards. She went over. Fournette, rushing yards at 65. Colleen went under. JPP sacks, 1.5. I think you went under, right?
I did.
And Super Bowl MVP, Darrell Williams?
Yeah.
Just say D. Williams.
D. Williams.
Just
say D. Williams. D. Williams.
And Blinding Lights.
So, Colleen, we're going to wrap up here. It's our favorite section. It's West Coast Swing. Our intern does a lot of research. He puts a lot of time in. They're funny questions.
I thought you were doing
fireball
shots. This is when he sobers up and really shines.
Oh, okay. All right. Fine.
There's no right or wrong answer here. It's just our little wacky section. So,
okay.
Our research says that you were very close to attending Arizona State and going to art school. So if you had to draw or paint a Super Bowl portrait of the winner, what's it going to look like?
Ooh, you know what it's going to look like.
That's Bob Ross.
There's going to be a lot of red, a lot of red involved. A lot of big red involved, because it's going to be Andy Reid and the Chiefs winning the game. That's like I said, I have been accused of being a Bucks hater, and that continues on here.
All right.
Okay. So I think there's going to be a dialogue around, maybe on that same note, of the passing of the guard. How many Super Bowls is Mahomes going to win over his career?
Man, that is so. By the way, that was like amazing research, ASU, because that is so true, and also like art school. So, job well done. Anyway, wait, what was the question? I forgot.
How many Super Bowls is Mahomes gonna win with his cheeseburger eating coach friend Andy Reid?
That is so hard to handicap, because I know that Mahomes took a team-friendly deal to kind of keep some of the guys around, but how long can you keep that going? I'm going to say they're so good that they're going to figure it out. They're going to find a way, and maybe guys would like just take discounts because the team is so awesome and they just keep winning. So I think when all is said and done, that Mahomes – I'm going to say that he matches Brady and wins 6 total. That's, I don't know. That's so hard.
I like it. I like it because it's a shot at Tom, because he's losing this Sunday.
I really don't like Tom, Colby. Really,
it's so horrible. I have to go to there needs to be an intervention. I know it. I get it.
Sit in a chair. Okay. This is the Tom Brady recovery project. Like, how much do
I know. Because honestly, like if I ever ended up like interviewing him or something, I'd be like, that Tom Brady is just so nice. Like, I would immediately be charmed, and that would be the end.
Would be. Now, can Carson Wentz charm you back over? You're a Philly fan, Philly born and raised. Next year, is it going to be Hurts, Wentz, or someone else starting?
The mystery grab bag for that third option. No. I'm going to say that it's going to be Jalen Hurts. I really think it will be. Even if they start maybe with Wentz and then end up going to Hurts at some point, or maybe there's just this long drawn out quarterback competition, because that's just sort of a Philly thing to do. I can't believe we're back in this position again. So I think they're going to go with Jalen Hurts, because for me, when I watched that offense with Carson Wentz, they just couldn't get anything going whatsoever. It was just 3 and out. The offense couldn't move at all. And then when Jalen Hurts came in, it felt like the players around him just elevated and played maybe better for him. I don't know what it was, but it was more exciting, and it just felt different when he was in there. And I think that if the players in the locker room know that's an option and they're not being given it, I think you might lose a lot of them.
Okay, Colleen, next question. Are you a baseball fan?
Sort of. I mean,
Phillies fan?
I haven't watched baseball in so long, but I was like so into the 08 Phillies. Like, I would score every single game.
Our intern knows you well then.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. This is awesome. Yes. So I was like really into them then. But then when I started working at NFL Network, I was like, I need to learn the whole league, and I don't have time or any more space or RAM for any other sports right now.
Love that.
Yes.
All right. So here's the question.
Okay.
We have had one of these four people on our show. So, favorite Philadelphia Philly of all time. And we're taking them all from the 08 team. So
can I can I go with Charlie Manuel?
Ooh, like, wow. I have so many the
ones, wild, like, before I even put the four out, that wasn't one of the four choices.
Oh, I was supposed to wait. I'm sorry. Wait, go ahead.
Charlie Manuel. Question four, over. Next question.
Now I want to know.
Jay Sutley, Jimmy Rollins, Cole Hamels, or Kyle Kendrick?
Oh, Kyle Kendrick always was so good about answering questions in the locker room. Like, he was really sweet and always, like, you could kind of count on him to not be a jerk. But I really loved Jimmy Rollins, and I still love Jimmy Rollins. Like, he kind of has my heart forever, and I don't know if I can change that.
Okay. Well, here's
Carlos
the story.
Carlos Ruiz was also such a sweetheart.
Catcher, of course. So Kendrick is one of our buddies. So he is a degenerate gambler. I shouldn't probably use that word, but we'll bring him
back. That out.
he did say you were awesome. So I'm feeling this mutual, and I'll let him know he came in third place in terms of your all-time first. Or maybe
but
fourth.
Charlie was first.
Yeah, Charlie's first. He has a great story about Charlie. And it goes, apparently Kendrick had a home run hit off him. He comes back in the dugout and he says, Charlie says to him, Kyle, that guy hit the ball a long ways. You should probably stop throwing that pitch. So feeling is mutual, I think. Everyone loves Charlie.
Oh, he was the best, the best.
Well, Colleen, I was going to have you put together my DFS lineup, but looking at FanDuel, they haven't opened up, so you'll skirt that question. But if you're starting a team, I'll pose it this way, and you have to start either Brady or Mahomes this weekend on your DFS. Mahomes.
Yeah. I mean, you probably could have guessed where I was going. So, you should like, yeah, the answer is Mahomes, not Brady.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We got a few bonus questions if you got 10 more minutes. Two more minutes.
Five more minutes. I'm not doing anything else today. So.
Okay. You have your choice. Let's rewind probably 30 days. You have your choice of being a head coach at any of the organizations
mm-hmm.
had openings this offseason. Where are you headed and why?
I'm going to go to the Chargers. I'm going to go to the Chargers because I don't have to move. I like a short commute. I'm already in Los Angeles. The new stadium is amazing. Those are just the perks, though, because I really like Justin Herbert. I think that they have a lot of really good pieces there. They just were the most frustrating team to watch. And the play calling at times was really questionable. But I think the Chargers would probably be my number one choice to go to. But maybe Atlanta, that wouldn't be bad either. Like Hotlanta, which nobody calls it. And I don't even know why I said that. So yeah, that could work.
All right, sticking with the young quarterbacks, we always debate about this on the show. If you have to pick one between Burrow, Tua, and Herbert, who are you picking and why to be your franchise quarterback of the future?
To be honest, that it almost feels easy, and I feel like it shouldn't feel that easy, but I'm going to go Burrow just because I really like – I loved what we saw from him this year, and that was behind an absolutely horrendous offensive line. And I just really love his whole personality, his demeanor. If I'm going to have a quarterback, I want somebody who is super confident, and he just seems like a natural leader and someone that is kind of like a Pied Piper. So Justin Herbert is a total sweetheart, and I actually just talked to him yesterday. And I really, really loved what I saw out of him, but I like the swag that Joe Burrow has. If I'm running a franchise, like I want that guy.
He's got like the Southern swag where I feel like Herbert's kind of got the crunchy Pac Northwest. Don't know if I should have a beard or not type thing going on.
Yeah. Like I bet Herbert is like already, he had such a great rookie season. When he was just like thrown in at the last second for his first ever start, which was a wild, wild way for Tyrod Taylor to kind of get unseated from that starting position. We knew it would happen eventually, but wow, damn, punctured lung from your own guy. But I like Joe Burrow. I would go with him.
Okay. I'm going to ask one more Philly related question. I don't want to end it on a down note. So I'm going to put Kyle in the hot spot or hot seat. You have to come up with one more question.
Put him in the hot spot.
All right.
All right. So they end up, and this is, I don't know how to phrase this question because it's, they end up with a tombstone, or that might be too harsh, or a memorial, or what's the eulogy that would read for Doug Peterson and in his time with the Eagles?
Oh, here lies Doug Peterson. He didn't deserve to get fired, but he did.
It's short, it's sweet, it's nice.
It is. That was the one thing that like really stood out to me in Jeffrey Lurie's press conference. He was like, yeah, Doug Peterson went on and on gushing about him. Was like, he didn't deserve to be fired, but you know, like that's what happened basically. It's like, oh, okay, cool. But then I don't really understand the connection here, but that's fine. So yeah, it would go something like that, or maybe should have kept Jalen Hurts in that game. I know it goes against like the draft situation, you get a better pick, but I didn't like it.
It's like he damned if you do and damned if you don't. Like you were in kind of the losing scenario.
I know.
All right, Kaywin.
All right, so Colleen, we're WST Podcast, which stands for Western Standard Time. We only talk about West Coast sports. Sometimes we go above and beyond that. But how would you describe the West Coast to a person on the East Coast? Because I believe you go back and forth.
I do. Except this year, I haven't because, you know, COVID. These are great questions, by the way. I would, people ask me all the time, and I say that they have the sun here, which is really cool. It's something that is always out and shining, which is different. And also, the fact that you don't have to have an ice scraper is fantastic. But the sandwiches suck. The sandwiches out here are the worst. Like, it's really hard to find a legit sandwich and a legit.
Have you been to
Bay Cities?
Bay the Godfather? Cities. Have you had the Godfather?
It's the only sandwich that, because I'm a big sandwich gal, okay. that comes even close to an East Coast sandwich, and it is really good. I will give them that. But honestly, beyond Bay Cities, I haven't found anything else that's good. It's all about the bread. I understand. But it's a major problem. And there's not a lot of like, you know, at home in Philly, there's always like Maple Glen Pizza was my spot growing up. But it was just like the pizza place like right down the street. But they had incredible and they still have incredible pizzas and just amazing stuff. Calzones, wings, fries, whatever you want. It's really hard to find a good spot out here that has great pizza too. So it's a food, it's a trade-off. The sun. Or food. And yeah, I'm taking the sun right now.
Well, Colleen, are you whiz or no whiz?
You know, I'm always fried onions, but I like American cheese. So I'm not a big, I don't like neon orange cheese in anything. So it's a real problem because I learned when I came out here to LA, American cheese most of the time out here is orange, and I don't do orange American cheese. It has to be white, and so I'm very particular. Like I don't do mac and cheese that's orange or anything like that. Ooh. So yeah,
white,
I feel like
white cheddar.
Yeah, white cheddar. Oh, all the way. Yep.
Ooh, okay.
I know.
Thanks for spending time with us. Thank you. We'd like to thank your pancakes. We'd like to thank.
Oh, that way.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. By the way, my apologies for standing you guys up last week. I feel like we should talk about this.
We almost came out with an episode. Where we played a fictitious Colleen. Like, hey, Colleen, like I gave my speech. And we're like, okay, wait, where's Colleen? We were going to
put that out. She's on air right now. There's no way she's joining our show.
I was like, doing the show, and then all of a sudden, like the calendar alert popped up, and I was like, "Oh my god, we're only in the second hour of our show," and I was like, "I don't have time right now to like go through my emails and find." And we ended the show, and I was like, "Oh my god, I've never done that before, so I'm really sorry." Time zones—they get me all the time.
It's okay. Absolutely.
It's okay. But well, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online, where they can see you on TV, and where can they see maybe some future paintings or drawings?
Where's your gallery? It's so funny. I was just talking yesterday about how I was going to try and get into art again in the off season, maybe paint some things. So if I do, it's going to be on my Instagram, at Colleen Wolf. Twitter, same deal. Good Morning Football Weekend. Our last Saturday show, though, is next week. And then who knows where I'll be. But when the season starts again, Thursday Night Football, and then, of course, every Saturday on NFL Network.
What is the song that I was listening? Was it Good Morning Football? That it's very bass heavy and it uses the wolf. You said like I'm gonna, because Kyle's got to hear this. We gotta do an outro to this song.
What is it?
Is it?
So it's something. It mentions wolf in the song.
Oh, there's a wolf. There's a wolf.
There's a wolf.
It's that might be what you're referring to. It's if it is that.
There's really a wolf. What's the song? There is a wolf. Hold on. No, this isn't it.
You know what it probably is? We did a competition on one of the podcasts around the NFL at work for the listeners to come up with a theme song for me. So like one of the listeners wrote this like incredible, incredible, ridiculous song. And I think that's what you might be thinking of. I think it's called There's a Wolf, but I don't know. I know.
Well, what do you want your outro music to be?
On the spot. Let's do The Weeknd, but not The Weeknd from the Super Bowl. Let's do SZA's The Weeknd.
SZA. Ooh. SZA. Look at this is how out of tune I am with music. How do you spell SZA?
No, I got it right here.
SZA. Because that's our song for our Saturday show, which I just said. Yeah.
Here we go. The head nod. Shoulder.
Look at us.
Colleen, you're awesome. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We had so much fun.
This is great. Let's do it again.
All right.
Post Super Bowl. Kendrick will be on with you.
Yes, I love it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Take care.